Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to The Rush Hour, bringing you the latest Catholic headlines for Tuesday the 30th of November. Among the hundreds of revelations in the latest WikiLeaks bonanza is one about the Holy Father. Leaked documents show that the United States Intelligence Service wasn't expecting Benedict XVI to be elected. Rome Reports has the story.
Apparently, not even the sophisticated U.S. intelligence services were able to penetrate the walls of the Sistine Chapel. According to sensitive U.S. documents fed to the WikiLeaks website and deemed illegal by the State Department, Joseph Ratzinger's papal election came as a total surprise. The report was among a cache of a quarter million confidential American cables over the past 3 years. The not-so-top-secret document showed that the United States was expecting the first South American to rise to the throne of St. Peter's. Italian right-wing newspaper Il Giornale said on its website that American diplomats were thrown off by news reports. Some top U.S. Vatican correspondents said Ratzinger was an obvious candidate but wouldn't even pass the first round of votes in the 2005 conclave. Other hotly contested specifics of the WikiLeaks dossier were released to top international news organizations. The documents allege, among other things, that Saudi Arabia was pushing the United States to thwart a possible attack on Iran, and that the U.S. believes North Korea provided Iran with nuclear missiles that could be pointed at Western European capitals, like the Vatican's host city of Rome.
Pope Benedict ushered in Advent and a new liturgical year during his Angelus address on Sunday, saying our moral stature depends on hope in God. Here's H2O News.
Our moral and spiritual stature can be measured by that which we await and that in which we hope. These were some of the words of Pope Benedict XVI at the Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of Advent. Ushering in a new liturgical year, the Pope said that at this time we are to look at once to the first coming of the Son of God, when he was born of the Virgin Mary, and to his glorious return, when he comes to judge the living and the dead. Therefore, said Pope Benedict, the act of waiting is a dimension that runs through all of our personal, family, and social life. So it was for Mary. In her heart, the expectation of the Savior was so great, her faith and hope so ardent, that he was able to find in her a worthy mother. Let us learn from her, exhorted Pope Benedict, to live our days in a new spirit of profound expectation, which only the coming of God can satisfy.
And finally, the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, has said in Rome that the Anglican and Catholic churches are working together on a new stage, which he described as a positive one. Nichols praised the reaction of the primate of the Anglican Church, Rowan Williams, following the entry of 5 Anglican bishops into the Catholic Church. Rowan Williams said he still has a profound respect for those that have left the Church. Rome Reports has the story, beginning with a comment from Archbishop Nichols.
And it is his nobility of spirit that indicates to people what is good about the Ordinariate as a response. And I think we ought to pay attention to the words of Pope Benedict, when he sees in the Ordinariate an opportunity for us two churches to discover in practice what shared patrimony we have.
It was also recently announced that 50 priests will go to the Catholic Church in 2011, when an Ordinariate will be established. Between January and June, these communities will be created within the Catholic Church after leaving the Anglican Church.
Sometime in the new year, and the first comparatively small group of communities of Anglicans with their priests will begin to join the Ordinariate in a process that will take place between January and Pentecost.
Following the announcement by Pope Benedict XVI to allow entry of entire Anglican communities and priests into the Catholic Church, both sides have referenced the blessed John Henry Newman. This cardinal, who was born in 1801, left the Anglican Church when he was 44.
He took up again with his friends in the Church of England, as we do today, that we are friends with fellow bishops in the Church of England, and indeed together we have a single mission of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus in our country.
Benedict XVI beatified Cardinal Newman during his recent trip to the UK at a ceremony in Birmingham, which was attended by 70,000 people from England, Scotland, and Wales. The Pope introduced him as one of the leading scholars of his time and an example both for Anglicans and Catholics.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.